others out here to make sure.
That's a dismissal.
That we are.
Yeah.
Which item 46? Thank you.
I think she's here.
Okay. And I'm admitting the respondent to the meeting now.
This is item number 46, Carmen Rubina.
Not there.
Yeah, she is. She's on the side. I admitted her.
Mr. Chair, could I?
Yes.
Would it be prudent to limit statements in any way, given our short time available?
Yes.
Yes, we will keep things very brief and limited. And so forgive me if I offend you early by cutting you off. Okay, if we can get a staff report on item number 46.
Yes, Chair Mason, Commissioners, Carmen Rubina is the Deputy Director at ODE. She also owns a company called Oregon Center for Educational Equity, which provides training for school administrators on issues of diversity, equity, and inclusion. The complaint alleged she may have a conflict of interest or be using her position at ODE to benefit her private business. Based on the information available in preliminary review, it appears that Carmen Rubina made full disclosure of her private business interests to the director of ODE, both initially when hired and subsequently. She does not, she has endeavored to maintain a separation between her public position and her private business. ODE has not contracted with OCE. And when she communicates with others in her role at her private business, it is always from her business's email. She doesn't present herself or communicate on behalf of ODE. The report that is in your meeting books recommends that this matter be dismissed.
Thank you for that report. Ms. Rubina, this is your opportunity to present. Thank you.
Okay, just deep levels of gratitude and appreciation for be given the opportunity to direct a few comments to the commission, Commissioner Mason. Again, I just want to make a very short statement that I have been part of Oregon for 30 years, since 1986 when I came as a student, actively involved in commissions and committees, executive director of a nonprofit organization, and then been working with the University of Oregon for 30 years and also with school districts and ESDs. And a few years ago, asked to be the deputy director of the Oregon Department of Education. I've been involved with the Oregon Center for Education since 2007. And I have been actively participating again in multiple groups around education and being part of board advocacy in different roles since 1986, which I've lived here in Oregon. So, and I also wanna say that since I became a public servant with the Oregon Department of Education, it's been my full level of integrity to keep the separation from OCEE and my duties as the Oregon Department of Education Deputy Director. Also, in Mr. Myers, in one of his statements, says, you know, how is it possible that I can maintain both? And I would absolutely agree, specifically after COVID. Since March, working 18 hours a day, reduced significantly my participational role with the Oregon Center for Educational Equity. And I also believe that I've submitted timesheets, emails, and all the levels of information and how I have kept full integrity in the separation so there would not be a conflict of interest as a public servant at the Oregon Department of Education. So if you have any questions, I'm here to answer those. And I'm humbled by the position at ODE and grateful to be in this role serving 197 school districts and 19 ESDs, and would never in any knowing or conscious capacity violate the integrity that this role brings.
Thank you, Ms. Burke, and thank you for your service to the state. We do appreciate that. Any other questions for staff or Ms. Urbina? Seeing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, hearing and seeing none, I will move that we accept the staff recommendation to dismiss the complaint involving Ms. Carmen Urbina, item number 21-207-ESM, on our October 22nd agenda.
Thank you, Commissioner Fiskum. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, if we can have a roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Fiskum?
Aye.
Commissioner Hollister?
Aye.
Commissioner Lindsay?
Aye.
Commissioner Edwards?
Aye.
Chair Mason?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Thank you again, Ms. Urbina, for being with us, and your case has been dismissed.
Deep appreciation and gratitude. Thank you.
Take care, Chloe. We'll move on to item number 48. If we have that,
yes.
Is that good?
I will.
Case Emily.